This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty, who runs the rivers and lakes.
He's Allah Almighty,
who runs the clouds full of rain.
He's Allah Almighty, who forgives us when we commit many sins.
Allah Almighty.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاعلموا أن الله عزيز حكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Dear viewers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, meaning may the peace, mercy, and the blessings of Almighty God Allah, the Most High, be upon all of you. Welcome to the new series of program, Know Your Lord. This program is intended to show, to highlight the importance of knowing your Lord with an objective of loving Him. Because most of us, we lack the comprehensive, the clear and complete understanding of our Lord. As a result, we lack in sincerely worshipping Him. As a result of not knowing Him, people, they worship the creation instead of the Creator. Without having the complete knowledge of Almighty God, people, they deny the existence of God. So this program is existed. This program is focused on three major groups. Number one, the Muslims who believe in Almighty God. However, they do not have complete understanding of who our Lord is. So this program will enable them to know Allah, our Lord, better so that their faith can be formed. Also, the second group that we would like to focus this on this program is the not yet Muslims. People who do not believe, people who believe in one God or many gods, who are not yet Muslims. Not knowing Allah Almighty well, they mix the Creator with the creation. So we will, through this program, will bring them back from the worshipping of creation to the worship of Creator Allah the Most High. The third group that we would like to focus on are those people who deny the existence of Almighty God. And they are the atheists. So we will, inshallah, in this program, focus on this group as well and try to prove from reason, rational, logic, science, and scripture that God does exist. Now to proceed further, the subject is Know Your Lord. This program, Know Your Lord, is a command from God Almighty, Allah the Most High. This program is focused on our attention to respond God Almighty in knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if we want to know Almighty Allah the Most High, can we know Him by ourselves? Not really, because our knowledge is limited, our wisdom is limited. We cannot by ourselves know Almighty God. Therefore, out of His mercy, Allah Almighty, He commanded us, number one, to know Him, and He also explained who Allah Almighty is. If we study the glorious Quran, we find there are so many places in which Allah the Almighty has commanded us to know Him. For example, when we read the glorious Quran, we find in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 209, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. So know Allah who is Almighty and Wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 231, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا كُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 231, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. Allah Almighty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah says, know Allah who is all aware of what you do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 233, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. So know Allah Almighty who is aware of what you do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 235, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. So know Allah who is oft forgiving and most forbearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 244, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And know Allah who is all-hearing and all-knowing. And in many places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, this same command to know Him. There are no less than 30 different ayat which command for us to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, it is mentioned in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 194. In Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 267. In Surah Ma'idah, Surah number 5, ayat number 98. In Surah Anfal, Surah number 8, ayat number 40. As well as in Surah Muhammad, Surah number 47, ayat number 19. In all these and many other places, Allah Almighty, our Lord, commands us to know Him. And there are so many benefits of knowing Allah the Most High. The first is, if we know Allah Almighty, we will worship Him in a right perspective. If we know Allah Almighty, we will be upright, we will be righteous. If we know Almighty God, our Lord, our iman, our faith will be empowered. If we know Almighty God, it will take us close to Allah Almighty. If we know our Lord, it will develop the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, as we said, we want to do this program, Know Your Lord, with an objective of loving Him. By Allah, our love cannot be complete. Our love cannot be pure. Our love cannot be sincere and strong. Our love cannot be deep. Our love cannot be productive and fruitful unless and until we know Him well. So to love Allah Almighty, we must know Him well. And there are so many great benefits of loving Allah Almighty. The first and foremost is, if we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will love Him. And if we love Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. If we love Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will love you. This is the greatest benefit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He loves, listen to this hadith mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. In Sahih al-Bukhari, this hadith is mentioned, hadith number 7845, in which it is said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, when Allah, who is the king of kings, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves His slave, He calls out Jibreel. He calls out Jibreel. And who is Jibreel alayhi salam? He is the greatest of all malaika, the greatest of all angels. Jibreel is the one who brought the revelation to the messengers. Jibreel is the one who took Muhammad, peace be upon him, to Isra wal Mi'raj. Jibreel is the one about whom Allah says, if anyone is the enemy of Jibreel, I am the enemy of that person. To this Jibreel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will share the love that he has for his slave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, O Jibreel, I love so and so. My dear brothers and sisters, I want you to imagine that if that person about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declare and share his love with Ibrahim, with Jibreel alayhi salam, if that person is you, whatever name you might have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take out his name, your name, to Jibreel and will say, I love so and so, so you also, O Jibreel, love him. So Jibreel alayhi salam, he will also love that person. Jibreel will love that person. And it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there. It continues. Jibreel then calls out to all the malaika in the sama, in the heavens, in the sky. Jibreel will call out to all the angels to command them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves that person. I love this person, so all of you, you all love him. So now, Allah loves you, Jibreel loves you, and all the malaika, and Allah knows best how many they are. How many they are, we don't know. They all will love you. And it doesn't stop here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then will make your acceptance, your acceptance on the face of the earth by the people who love Allah, by the people who are righteous, by the people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of them will accept you. And they might not even know you. They might not even know you closely, but they will love you. Why? Because Allah loves you. Jibreel loves you. And all the malaika, they all love you. That is the reason Allah will make your acceptance on the face of the earth by the people who are righteous, by the people who are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moreover, if we ponder on this, what else do we need? If Allah loves us, what else we need? Unfortunately, instead of running after this, we are in race of this dunya, searching out, striving, struggling in order to love ourselves and in order to love our family, forgetting to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that Allah will love you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those whom Allah will call out and say, I love so and so. And Jibreel, he will love him, and all the malaika will love him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among them about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love. Moreover, this hadith has a very saddening end. An alarming end, my brothers and sisters. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he hates a person. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he hates a person, he similarly calls out Jibreel and will say that I hate so and so, O Jibreel, you also hate him. So Jibreel will hate that person. And it doesn't stop there. He will call out to all the malaika, to all the angels in the heavens, to command them that hate that person. And it doesn't stop there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that person dejected, rejected by all the good people in the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from these people who are hate by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is dejected and rejected by all the good people on the face of the earth. My dear brothers and sisters, this is the greatest benefit of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are several other benefits. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, by Allah, Allah will never Allah will never put a person in the hellfire whom he loves. So the second great benefit of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah will never throw that person in the hellfire. Another benefit of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we will be guided in a proper way. We'll take a short break and we'll come back. Don't go away.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty.